Welcome to The Embodied Leader, a human design podcast. My name is Steph from Steph Russell Coaching, and if you are a freedom seeker, rule breaker, spiritually awoken, wise woman, then you belong here. If you know that you and your family are meant for more, and you want to create a life on your terms and nurture your child's true nature, then this podcast is for you. We're going to be talking about everything from human design, parenting, unschooling, spirituality, business, and so much more. I'm so excited and happy you are here. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to today's episode. So right now I am sitting by the riverbank. You can probably hear the birds in the background, the wind. You may be able to hear some kids playing. But I just really wanted to grab this opportunity to grab my phone, speak into my Otter app, and then add this to a podcast and turn it into an episode. And this episode is going to be all about how to cut through the noise in the online space. Because if I have learned anything from the last 3 years of being within the online space, I've been coaching for over 15 years, but the last few years in the online space, is that it gets really loud, it gets really noisy, it gets super quick for the mind to kick into comparinitis, to be going into like analysing things, and then you get stuck in analysis paralysis, and it just gets heavy. And I know, like I'm sure you did, we did not start this business to be falling into these cycles of tuning back into Shit FM, which is where we can end up often being. And it's something that happens to us all. And let's be honest, if you have got a defined solar plexus, you've got that constant emotional chemical wave flowing through your body. You're here to experience what it really means to be human. You're here to experience the highs. You're here to experience the depths of the wave and the deepness, and sometimes the darkness, and then you're here to come back down to neutral, back through to neutral, make decisions from this place. And one of the things, so my three things that I would say to you about how to cut through the noise in the online space is, the first one, come back to your truth. Like, what is your truth? What do you know to be true? Lean into that. And if you're listening to this thinking, I just don't know, then this is my second tip. Go for an intuitive walk in nature. Go and connect and ground back into Mother Earth. Allow yourself to become mindful of the air that we breathe, the sky, the trees you can see, the birds you can hear. Bring yourself and ground yourself back into your body. So come back to your truth. And if you can't do that from just sitting in a quiet space, go for that intuitive walk. And allow yourself to just connect back to your core. When we walk, when we go for an intuitive walk, we allow ourselves to connect to the law of pure potentiality. And what happens is, when we walk, you have the busyness in the mind, especially if you have a defined ajna. And right now you can probably hear a boat going past. And do you know what? This makes this actually a really magical podcast episode, and you're probably going to hear the wind in the background too. But if you've got a defined ajna, which is when you look at your body graph, the second chakra down from the top. So at the top you have the head or the crown chakra, and the second one down is the ajna. Now if that's defined, that's coloured in, you've got a really busy mind. So your mind is always, it's like a computer working away and whirring away in the background. And so it's really important that we give ourselves space to quieten that mind, to allow ourselves to focus, which is why when we go for an intuitive walk, we can use mindfulness practices, noticing the five things that you can see, what you can hear, what you can touch. I love walking past and just touching the grass or the leaves, smelling the flowers, just allowing that mind to just quieten slightly. And then you access this law of pure potentiality. You allow this creative life force that we all have laying within us to be activated, to come back through, so that we can connect back to our truth, so that we can connect back to our core. And the third tip I would give for how to quiet down the noise in the online space is delete the apps. Like I did earlier, delete Facebook, delete Instagram, even if it's for half an hour, even if it's for 24 hours, it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, whatever feels and looks good for you. This is about dropping out of the mind and into the body and noticing that your body is an energetic body. You have got this gift of being in the physical realm. You get to work with your body to get to where you want with ease and to feel good. And if things don't feel good, if things don't feel easy, if things don't be simple, don't feel simple, I invite you to pause. I invite you to stop. I invite you to just reconnect to what you know to be true. You are here having a physical body experience. You are here to experience the full polarities of life. Just like we have the river that I'm looking at right now, the tide goes down, it comes up, we move from light to dark with the sun, the moon, the ups, the downs. We get to experience it all, we get to welcome it all, we get to honour it all. And we get to look and choose these healthy boundaries that support us so that we can create this business, we can create this life that is aligned with who we really are, and so that we can have those boundaries to block out any noise, block out any comparison, block out any analysis paralysis. Like, you have come here with incredible gifts. Every single person on this planet has got gifts that the world needs to hear, a vision that you want to create. You are so needed. Your viewpoint, your wisdom, your knowledge, your skills, whatever they are, however long you have been coaching, however long you have been in business, they are needed. And there are always people a few steps behind you waiting and needing. They need to hear what you've got to say. So I'm sending you this message from my heart, from one heart and one soul to another, to just give you that invitation to block out the noise in the online space, because boy does it get noisy at times. Allow yourself to come back to your truth, to use your intuition, to go for an intuitive walk, to have a break from social media when it feels good. And when it feels good, when you feel in that place of alignment, when you feel connected and grounded at your core, when you feel at a place of neutral, then go back on, go and share your voice. And just like this podcast, it doesn't have to be perfect. I've deleted my Facebook and Instagram apps right now. It may last half an hour, it may last 24 hours, who knows? But I'm here sitting, sharing the wisdom that's come through from the lessons that I've learned over the last 3 years of being in business. Well, the wisdom that's come through from my intuitive walk, that's what I'm sharing with you right now. And you get to do the same too. Send you lots of love and speak to you all soon. Thank you for listening to The Embodied Leader. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I loved recording it. I would love to stay connected with you. I'm on Instagram at I Am Steph Russell, and I have a free Facebook group, Parenting by Human Design. I'd love it if you could leave a review and share this podcast. Thanks for listening.